Ooh, you love me.
Ooh, you lucky.
J-Man said he was going to bed, but I've got him in on another poddy. Mm-hmm. Before we start, I want to ask you a question that I've asked a lot of our guests. I feel like with our wedding coming closer, I keep asking you questions because I'm like, I've never asked him this question before. Like, I want to know everything. If you could go back and tell yourself one thing when you first decided to branch out into working for yourself, being self-employed, what would you tell yourself and why?
Ooh, what would I tell myself and why? Trust your gut, because you're on the right track. Don't judge yourself too harshly.
Hmm.
Pick a plan and keep going. Don't change too often. There will be ups and downs, but if you keep moving in the right direction and you keep trying to do good, it will compound and grow, and you'll end up getting to where you want to quicker by sticking to one thing and keep working in the right direction rather than switching. That's what I'd say to myself.
Love that. Thank you so much. Love anyway, that. On with the podcast episode. I've just realised I'm recording it in the wrong line. It's absolutely fine. So, anyway.
Is it in the wrong line?
Yeah, it's all right, though. I wanted to talk to you guys today about something called the sweet spot. I've called it the sweet spot. But there's a meditation video that I basically listen to most mornings. And
such a hippie. I love it.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, you are really a hippie.
I am a secret hippie. Like, not a secret, because I'll tell people about it. Undercover. Hippie. I'm an undercover hippie. I love a little meditation. I don't make that noise, so just to clarify before people think that I just sit on the floor in the morning and wake you up making that sound.
I walk into the office and I hear, ding, hum, deep breath in.
Right, are you finished? Finished now? Taking
I love meditation. I've looked into it and it has major positives for the brain, but it is still funny to walk in and you go, hum, and then straight after that you're thinking, oh, I've got to clean this, I've got to wash these.
Well, no, that's just meant to prevent those feelings of intense.
Give it 5 minutes of Kingsley running around and mixing up your polishes and glitters.
Yeah, you're so right. I have tried to...
I love how you just jumped in, like you didn't just stop and cough up your guts over the microphone.
If you are going to come on my podcast and just bait me up, then your invite will be revoked.
No, you've got to make it authentic, and you were just coughing away like, oh my gosh, and then I loved how you just jumped in like, and well, like it was normal. They could see.
So
fun. Need a camera here so everyone can see behind the scenes.
It's the magic of a body.
Okay.
You can cut that out. People don't need to hear me coughing in the mic. I've lost my train of thought now. Yes, anyways, so this meditation video that I listened to, it's by this wonderful woman called Radhi. Before we get into it, disclaimer, I am by no means a expert in anxiety or depression, but there was a sort of message that she had in one of her meditations, and it was saying that when we feel anxious, we're spending too much time worrying about the future or events that haven't happened yet. And if we're feeling depressed, it could be sometimes that we're spending too much time dwelling in things that have already happened or dwelling in the past. And like I said, in terms of anxiety and depression, I'm by no means an expert, and I would never do a podcast on that because it's not my place to do a podcast on that. But it did get me thinking about business. You know, the days in business when I felt really, really anxious, say when I had my son, it always seemed to be like buses, right? You'd have loads of cancellations in the same week. And then you'd have a month or two where you wouldn't have any. But that week where I was getting cancellation. And then I'd be thinking about the end of the month. And oh my gosh, okay, well that's £30 I've lost. That's £60 I've lost. That's £90 I've lost. Oh my God, that's £120 I've lost. How am I going to make that money up by the end of the month? And I'd spend so much time fretting about that. Whereas 9 times out of 10, when I spent my time in the sweet spot, like the name of this podcast, and thought, right, just because I've not got somebody's hands in my hand and I'm not filing does not mean I am not at work. I am at work from the time I set to the time I go home. So what can I do actively in this moment right now to make a change? How can I get clients? What promotion can I do? What content can I create? Can I, obviously this is back in the olden times, how many leaflets can I go and post? We didn't have things like that.
That would still work now.
But it would work now, but do you know what I mean? People don't talk about it so much. Mm-hmm.
That might be a good example to maybe people should do a bit more.
It really worked. Mm-hmm. It was effective. You know, all those things that I could do right now, that is so much more serving of me and my time and my business mental health in that moment than sitting on my chair stressing about not having money in the month.
Which done nothing. And I have to say, I really admired back then, like, how you handled that situation. Always looked at you and think, how many people would just be like, well, I've got no money, and then just sit down and play on their phone? You're like, no, I'm at work still. And you would get up, like, there's early on when you had like no one in that day.
Can you remember that? Yeah, you were like, have you got anyone in today? And I was like, nope. As I'm doing my mascara.
Doing your mascara, getting ready. I'm like, I'm going in. And I was like, you've got no clients. Well, I've got work to go to.
And someone might come in.
And you'd go in, you'd be presentable, you'd be there, you'd be down the front to try and meet people, you'd walk out, you'd go into other shops, hand out leaflets, talk to people. And yeah, it was amazing to see and hear about, and it's very inspirational. I always thought that at that period, like, I look up to you now, even though you're sure. I just had to get it in there. I'm such a mess. But I really looked up to you, like, I still do, but I looked up to you so much, like, seeing how you operated in that scenario. I feel like there's major lessons there.
Thank you. That's really nice. But I would say that is a bit of advice for people, especially if you are in a position I was in. So I was renting a room at the back of a salon. On those days, it almost reminds me a little bit of, I went with my beautiful friend Rowena to her first wedding fair the other day. And I thought, that's what I would do on days like that. I would bring my nail lamp down to the reception desk, mm-hmm. and I would do the receptionist's nails, because I worked in a suntan shop. So all the clients that were coming in, I'm doing, obviously you've got to run it by the people who you rent the room off of, but they were fine with it. Do her nails so people could see me doing her nails, and then people would be like, oh, you're having your nails on? Oh yeah, actually I rent the room in the back. And I got clients a kickback of just doing that. It's like showcasing your work to people who are walking in and out the shop or being in and around the shop as well. And yet, on the other side, the times in my business where I was, you know, stressing about certain things, it might have been about a month that was really low. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, last month I didn't hit half of what I needed to hit. And sounds petty, but I remember thinking, oh, and the new Bioscope gel colours coming out, I can't really afford them now. And now, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not, when it's all released on social media, I'm not going to be able to get them straight away, because my client's going to want them because I've not hit what I need to hit this time. And then you beat yourself up about that. Or I wrote a email about it the other day. Can you remember when I came home that day? I was mortified when I double booked those ladies, because they both had the same name.
No.
So this was before, like, apps and stuff, like booking apps, mm-hmm. and I had a text from Lisa saying, when's my appointment next week?
I do remember.
You remember? Yeah. And I flipped through the pages, saw Lisa, text her back when it was. So I'm at work, I've come down the front, I've got Lisa, I've brought her up to my room. There's a knock at my door, it's the receptionist. She said, Lisa's down the front. I'm like, no, she isn't. She's in it.
Lisa's right
here. She's got her feet in the pedicure bowl. No, babe, Lisa's down the front. She wants to come in. Well, she can't. What, you have me on? So come down the front. To my shock horror, it's the other Lisa I know. Two Lisas. This isn't good. And genuinely,
people do have surnames.
I know, babe. But in the moment, when you're doing something else, you know, I've seen the text, I've whizzed through, I've seen Lisa. Boom, I just didn't look properly.
I remember how busy you were fully after a full day and come back and, like, going through your phone and going through that. I remember how hectic it is. An easy mistake without the app showing you, like, no, there's a book in here already. Just your paper thing, like, yeah, see Lisa. It was hectic.
And they had the same treatment, so it was the same.
Oh, they had the same treatment
time.
As well. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I just remember being mortified by that. Like, even now, I still feel so bad. I remember going out to Lisa, saying, I'm really sorry. It's all my fault. I just totally hands up accountability. All my fault. Can you come back tonight? So those were the times when I was working 10 till 8. Mm-hmm. And I just did her after work. I did like a 10 till 10 shift to fit her in. which, you know, I'm not promoting. That's just what felt right for me to do at the time. But again, even the next day, I remember I felt bad about that. You know, even the day after, I felt bad. I can't believe I've done that. Why have I messed up? Why have I done this? It's not cool. And I beat myself up about it rather than sitting in the sweet spot. Okay, that was yesterday. Yeah, that was crap. Yeah, you shouldn't have done it. Yeah, you know, do better. Come better. Get more on it. You know, plan better. But equally, don't waste my time thinking about it today.
Yeah.
It's done.
Feeling the horrible feelings about it. So it's so hard to shake though, isn't it?
So hard to shake
when you're feeling something like that.
And the genuine fear and overthinking from probably for a good week and a half. The amount I double, triple, quadruple checked people's appointments. I'm sure I even sent texts out like, hello, just so you know.
I'm sure you probably showed me your book like, Jova, that's different from that. Like, yes, Chantel, yes, you're fine. Like, you made one mistake, it's okay.
And we do it though, don't we? You make a mistake, you beat yourself up, you dwell on it, you overbeat yourself up.
Mm.
Like, you would never do that to somebody else. If you'd told me that story, or my best friend Shelby had come and told me that, I'd be like, it's okay.
Like, it was a mistake.
It's all right.
You fixed
it. Things happen, you're human, you fixed it. Everything got done, like, it's done. But when it's you, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that. And if we can just try and, like, nestle in that sweet spot of the present, this is me being an outward hippie now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so true. Like, the sweet spot is where the magic happens. If you can just be present and genuinely be in the moment and think about what you can do to move forward. Yes, okay, we're all going to make mistakes. We're going to continue to make mistakes. This is part of life and we're human. But try not to get into the cycle where you beat yourself up about that, where it's literally ruining your 2-3 days. Do you know what I mean? And so anxious about the future that it's ruining your now as well.
Yeah, because all we've got is the now.
Mm.
We spend so much of our time thinking about the future and worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, but the only thing we really have is right now. And because we spend so much time travelling to the future or time travelling to the past in our mind, we miss the now.
Mm.
That's the only thing we have. So enjoy the now. Looking into my beautiful brown eyes. How much are you enjoying the now?
They are beautiful. And the ring light is shining on you too.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, no, I see you.
I should charge you
Melanin popping and all that. I see you. But yeah, that's all I kind of wanted to talk about today because I do think it was something that I thought I instantly relate it to business because I'm always thinking about you guys and like what content I'm going to create and put out there. And I just thought, yeah, I'll share some of my stories because you're not alone. You're going to mess up. It's all part of it. And it's that thing I said to you today. Failure isn't the opposite to success. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in those moments when you fluff up, in that moment, what happened? It made me better.
Yeah.
I didn't ever do it again. I figured it out. I double checked. I triple checked. I sorted it out. Like, you actually can learn and grow in those moments if you take time to see it that way. And again, in the sweet spot, you can actively think, right, this happened. What can I do right now about this? Is so much more serving to you than beating yourself up again and again and again about a mistake that you've made in business. So it is going
to
happen.
You should push for the failures to some degree because those are the stepping stones to success.
Mm.
That's the only way you get there.
So you want to eat some more of my rubbish dinners then to...
But you don't even want to get great at cooking. So you're not even trying to succeed.
Do you know what? That sounds so bad, but it's so true, guys. I hate it. I hate cooking. It's rubbish. I don't enjoy it. I like eating.
Yeah, I know. I know you like it.
Don't
That's
enjoy
why
cooking.
I'm one cooking.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, you do.
But yeah.
Her lasagna is great, though, and so is your chicken pie. So you've got a couple dishes on the bell.
Thank you. I'll take it. But yeah, anything you wanted to add?
No. Any questions you'd like to ask me, Garden?
What moments in your in business? Like, oh gosh, what are you gonna say?
Getting deep. Like, can you edit out my long pause after this question as you're putting me on the spot? I have no time to think
what
this through.
Moments in business. You don't have to share what those actual moments were if you don't want to. You can just say something happened and it made me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you learned the most from that maybe changed how you did things? Like something that happened. I feel like I didn't word that very well.
It's all right. I'm thinking probably when I really put something off because I'm thinking about what could potentially go wrong or what I haven't got in place, worrying about the future, being anxious, like, oh no, but what if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if this happens, and putting things off for so long, and then finally getting to a breaking point, like, do you know what, just be fearless and just do it. And then when you actually do it, it works out better than you envisaged it could have.
Mm.
And you're like, why did I wait so long? I'd be so much further ahead if I'd just be willing to fail and just done it.
Mm.
Like, pull the trigger on it, as people say. I feel like scenarios like that where you're so in your head that you put things off for ages and you should have just done it straight away because it would have been amazing. Probably even better if you just done it straight away.
Mm.
I feel like that. Just go for it, like, really go for it. Don't be so fearful.
I love that you've said that, because I would say that's definitely one of your strengths now.
Okay.
Is you're just a doer. Like, Jovan's a go-getter, he's a doer. Whatever he says he's going to do, he's going to do it. Like, I'm going to switch up the site this week. Cool. I walk in, laptop's full of letters and numbers. I'm like, I'm happy he knows what's going on, because I have no clue what that is. And you just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, Shan, I'm going to make a plan for Cologasmic. It's going to make this is going to make it so much easier for the users. We're going to get an app. I'm like, whoa, okay, are we? Yes, we are. Okay. And then you just do it.
Go in my lab and...
Yeah, don't see you for 4 days. You come out like, here's the app.
Yeah.
Like, you are very much a doer now. So I love that you've said that, because it's definitely something that, even if you've not thought of it in that way,
mm-hmm.
it was something that in the past shifted how you do things now. And now I'd say that's one of your strengths.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But the thing I was thinking of, like, while you're talking about is, like, instead of thinking, oh, what would happen if it doesn't work, just switch your head. What would happen if it works out amazing?
Mm.
Like, what happened? Something, there's a saying about what if you fly? Like, just go, just jump. Like, what if it works out amazing? Just think of that rather than thinking about what if it doesn't work. I'm going to look silly, or, oh, if it fails, people are going to laugh at me, or... But what if it does work? What if it works even better than you could imagine?
Mm.
Think of it from that angle and then go, jump. And get out of your own way. Because we all think, we're all guilty of it. It's so funny. We all think people are watching what we're doing and feel like, oh, they're going to judge me. They're going to laugh at me. Everyone's busy. No one's really watching you and your life.
100%.
And if they are, that means your life's more interesting than theirs.
give them a show.
And if it works out amazing, great. And if you do have a hiccup, it's just one of those stepping stones to success. Keep going, because you will get there.
Yeah,
give them a show.
And also, how many motivational stories do you hear where someone goes, oh well, I woke up one day and decided I was gonna start a business, and it's been rainbows and unicorns ever since, really?
Yeah, zero. And if never. It, and if it is, you know they're lying.
Yeah, you liar.
You liar. Because it doesn't work like that. You need the failures for the stepping stones.
Absolutely. You need a little bit of rain and a little bit of sun for a rainbow.
Exactly. That's why there's seasons.
Yes.
You think seasons. There's ups, there's downs. Life is a roller coaster.
Just gotta ride it.
Oh, she started singing. I think this would be the end of the podcast. Okay. Please head to Cologasmic.com and download our free report on the 7 little known hacks that every nail tech must know to stress less, thrive and earn more in their nail business.
Oh, thanks for listening, everyone. 10 points if you can guess what that song was.
I have no idea.
Bye.
Bye.